Just going to start with a few Zoom rules. So welcome everybody to the Sunday Spiritual Service for the 13th of August 2023. We will be recording parts of this evening. We won't be recording the messages when we get round to that part, but everything else will be recorded. And those recordings will be available to download for free. You will find them after the service on the Sunday Spiritual Service page of the website where you clicked to join this evening. If you want to record the service yourself, of course, you're absolutely more than welcome to do so. But please remember that any recordings that you do make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. And there aren't any course notes as such. But if you would like a copy of the prayers that we're going to use this evening and the scripted form of this evening's meditation, then you can email Sue at edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. Sue will facilitate the distribution of this information. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. Or email me and I can pass the request over to Sue. If you have any questions that arise from this evening, either as a result of the meditation that we do or because you get a message, then you can direct those questions to me, edwincourtney@googlemail.com. I'm very happy to answer any questions from lectures, courses, workshops or Sunday services for free. However, I do feel obliged to say I have had a few emails of late asking me to pass comment on people's experiences of other people's workshops and meditation evenings, and I don't feel comfortable doing that. So any experiences you have with somebody else, you really need to take those experiences to them. I'm only happy to answer questions about my evenings, my courses, my lectures, my workshops that you've attended, just not other people's. I would suggest that maybe you make sure that there's a pen and pad handy in order to make notes should you receive a message. I won't remember the messages that I've given you afterwards without some prompting. So even if you just jot down the basics of the message, you can prompt me and that will trigger off my ability to tap back into the information and recall what I said to you. But if you just shoot me an email and said, can you give me a bit more information on that message you gave me? I won't have a clue what I've said because the information is coming through me and not from me, and I don't retain it. There won't be any question and answer moments this evening, as this is a service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour with no break. At the moment, then, you are all muted, which is how the majority of the evening will be. This means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear, and there's no background noise which is interfering with what we're doing this evening. It just kind of prevents any chaos from reigning. So, as always, tonight's service comes to us from the masters and the angels, but the medium that we are going to use this evening is the power and the wisdom of the runes. I'll explain a little bit more about that when we get round to doing the messages. But we are going to start with an opening prayer, and this opening prayer is dedicated to the world tree, where the runes were said to have come from, according to Norse mythology. And I want you to look at an image on the screen as I say the opening prayer. So just give me a moment because I've got a few more buttons to click than normal. Let me pop that there. Okay, and okay. So just make yourself nice and comfortable. Take a few deep breaths. Make sure you've got good lower back support and you're as comfortable as you can be. And just fix your eye on that image of the world tree in front of you. And let your gaze roam around the picture and fix on the different images and hidden symbols that you might see. And I'm going to speak this evening's prayer. We call upon the power of the world tree. We call upon Yggdrasil, tree of wonder that stands at the heart of the wildwood, the center of all. power of heaven and earth flow through us. Power of the sun and the moon. Power of the dark underworld and the sisters three. Power of Odin, all-father god. Shaman, king, warrior, father of the runes, flown through us all. For the good of all and to harm none, let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Now I just want you to close your eyes and we'll go straight into this evening's meditation. And in the middle of the meditation, there will be a channeling from the spirit of the Merlin. So close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. And we'll begin. See in your mind's eye a seed of light descending from heaven, sinking into the deep, dark soil of the earth. Slowly, slowly over time, fed by the light of the sun and nurtured by the power of the great Earth Mother, the seed grows. It rises up out of the darkness, reaching towards the light. And in time from this seed, the mighty world tree springs forth into existence. Its powerful roots sinking ever deeper into the underworld from whence it draws its strength and nurturance. Its proud trunk rising up through the physical plane into which the tree radiates its power and light. Its mighty branches reaching into the stars, which it bears like fruit upon its bough. The world tree, the tree of life, shining forth the blueprint of tomorrow out into the world around it. You are that tree. Heaven, the divine from which you came, the earth, the planet upon which you have lived your many lives. The light of the sun, the wisdom gained from each incarnation lived, the nurture given by the Great Mother, the experiences gained from those lives on earth. You are that tree. Your roots deep in the realm of the unconscious mind, the realm of dreams and hopes and wishes. You are that tree. Radiating light and power into each life lived on earth. You are that tree. Your branches reaching out, touching the lives of all those that you have known, sharing with them the fruits of your love, the power of your healing, the light gift of your touch. Stand true and tall, supported by the masters, the angels and the divine, strong, powerful, filled with the light of heaven, upheld by the love of the earth. The world tree in your world, shining bright and strong. Open yourself then to this power, to this truth, as I chant the runes for you. Draw their light into your being and let them strengthen your course on earth.
Furs, Ace, Rythe, Ken, Gifu, Winja, Hagul, Need, Is, Yara, Perta, Yo, Olgis, Sol, Tyre, Biaka, E, Mader, Lagu, Ing, Odol, Dagas, Fae, Air, Furs, Ace, Ride, Ken, Gifu, Winja, Hagu, Need, Is, Yara, Perta, Yo, Olgis, Sol, Tyre, Biaka, E, Made, Lagu, Ing, Odol, Dagas, Fae, Air, Furs, Ace, Ride, Ken, Gifu, Winja, Hagul, Need, Is, Yara, Perta, Yo, Olgis, Sol, Tyre, Biaka, E, Mader, Lagu, Ing, Odo, Dagas, Fae, Air, Fares, Ace, Ride, Ken, Gifu, Winja, Hagu, Need, Is, Yara, Perta, Yo, Olgis, Sol, Tyre, Biaka, E, Made, Lagu, Ing, Odol, Dagas, Fae, Air, Fares, Ace, Ride, Ken, Gifu, Winja, Hagul, Need, Is, Yara, Perta, Yo, Olgis, Sol, Tyre, Biaka, E, Marne, Lagu, Ing, Odol, Dagas, Fae.
Now hear then the words of the Spirit of the Merlin and open yourself to his wisdom and his light. There is a central line of energy and power that runs through every dimension. It is called the Axis Mundi, the spine of the earth, a line of force that connects all of the spheres that exist together like pearls strung upon a cord. This line of energy is found at the center of all. It is a paradox, a multidimensional presence that exists simultaneously in all dimensions, physical, astral, mental, emotional, karmarupic, buddhic, and atmic. Traveling through all of the planes of the spheres and all of the subdimensions of the transdimensional realities that exist between these, connecting earth and heaven together as one, aligning and joining all through light and truth. The Axis Mundi also runs through Yum. It is your spine and your etheric spine. It is your rod of power, the Shushumna central energy channel within you. It aligns you to the spine of the world. It aligns you to the world tree in this reality and in all realities. It connects you to the all and enables you to draw power from these other planes into the many facets of your consciousness, energy, and being. Mankind often runs under the assumption that they are weak and prone to tire, that their energy is limited and dependent upon rest and food. But these are falsities, illusions that mankind has accepted over time and made part of their reality. But they are not true. The Atlanteans knew the truth. It was taught to them by their forebearers, the Lemurians. They acknowledged, at least in the beginning, that they were limitless creatures of power and light, who did not need to eat or sleep in order to survive. They existed by drawing the light out of the air itself, the light of the sun, the power of the divine, the universal life force found all around them in the reality that they had come to make as their home. They lived off prana and light, and as a result of it, excelled and grew, limitless and infinite, without blemish, without the limiting forces of time affecting their vitality or well-being. Infinite and eternal beings of energy and light. Although now the collective consciousness of mankind prohibits you from entering back into a similar state of limitless consciousness, it is possible to regain at least some of that you once possessed. The power to once again step into your vitality and transcend the need to rely entirely upon rest or food for vitality, to overcome the limitations that have been pressed upon you by the minds and hearts and spirits of others, by the laws of your reality, by what people have told you can expect and imagine as you grow and grow older in your life. By connecting with the spine of the world, by aligning through your soul to the spheres of reality that exist between earth and heaven, you can draw into mind and heart and body and spirit the light that you need to grow healthy and strong, to excel, to shine, to triumph, to be victorious. You need only realign yourself to the thread of light and allow the energy to pour into you in abundance. According to Norse mythology, the runes were awarded Odin as a result of the sacrifice that he made by hanging upside down on the world tree for 9 days and 9 nights. As he gazed up into the interlocking branches of the trees, the patterns of the runes revealed themselves to him, and he called them into his body, each rune representing a vertebrae of his spine. The runes are snatches of the fabric of reality, holding patterns that gather into them specific frequencies and energies from the multidimensional realities that exist and that impact upon your physical plane. When you recite their name, you call their energy back into your spine. You can use them to align yourself to the tree and through the tree to all the spheres of reality and power that exist. You can use them to draw upon the power of the nature of existence itself and fortify and heal the mind, heart, body, and spirit. Chant then their names. Call forth their power. Acknowledge them as one more gift given by the divine to mankind in order to bridge the divide between the physical plane and the realm of the gods. Let the runes be your stepping stone. Let them guide you home. Now I want you to begin to slowly release the image in your mind, the vision of the tree, and to begin to gently breathe yourself back into your reality, allowing the energy to continue to flow and settle for a little longer back into your spine from the multidimensional reality that you are part of, that you are keyed into. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel the chair beneath you, the floor beneath you, the temperature of your room. Hear the sound of my voice. Slowly and gently begin to return, taking time to ground and center yourself back into the here and now. Taking a moment to protect yourself in your usual way. And when you are ready, to open your eyes and return. Now, I understand that the runes aren't for everybody, that Norse mythology isn't for everybody. It's becoming a very big part. There was a resurgence of Northern Asteru, the following and focusing of Norse mythology in paganism, maybe a good 10 years ago, and it's become a firm fixture now within pagan practice. It can seem at first glance like it's 1,000,000,000 miles away from angels and masters and other New Age practices, but it isn't necessarily. And I was always drawn to the runes, and I did a lot of work with them at some point and reinterpreted them using language that we might all be more au fait with in regards to the Ascension community and the masters and the angels. So that when I talk about the runes a little bit later on, when I give messages with them, I'll be using language which is more aligned with the spiritual community than maybe the pagan community. If you are intrigued by the meditation that we've done, or by the prayer, or by what the Ascended Master Spirit of the Merlin had to say, then I would point you towards a wonderful book written by Kenneth Meadows called Rune Power. There's lots of books written on the runes, but in my humble opinion, it's absolutely one of the better books out there in the way in which he examines the runes from both a traditional perspective and a contemporary perspective, and explores them in a very spiritual, well-rounded way. So Rune Power by Kenneth Meadows is what I would suggest. If you did have any responses from that meditation or indeed from the channeling and you have got some questions about it, you can send me an email, edwincourtney@gmail.com or googlemail.com, and I would be absolutely delighted to provide you with some further guidance about any of that. So please do email me. So in a moment, we will do the messages. But before we do, I've just got a few quick notices that I want to read. So our next workshop is this time next week, next Sunday, the 20th of August. It's the Soul Rescue Workshop, where we will be looking at soul retrieval, which is a shamanic practice, which focuses on the spirit and its fragility and how pieces of it can become broken and distanced from the whole as a result of trauma. And we'll be looking at what all that means and how we can retrieve these lost fragments for ourselves and potentially for others, and also how we can use a similar practice for helping parts of our past lives that might not have made it back to the soul in previous incarnations, but which might be earthbound and which we can also help to rescue and retrieve. More details online, but you can also find those details on my Facebook and Instagram pages too. 22nd of August is our channeled evening with the crystal skulls. We'll be working with a crystal skull of mine called the Engineer, a quartz crystal skull. It's the largest crystal skull that I own. He's an absolute whopper. And we're going to be doing some work with him on the light body and the light body energy vehicle. Once again, more details about that can be found on the website. And I just very quickly wanted to mention, in case people haven't heard, that in October, I will be running a 4-week Zoom course, Apprentice to the Lady Ascended Master Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is the patron of 2024. So we'll be doing a deep dive into her energies in advance of moving into that year. She's a fascinating character, a bodhisattva, a female Buddha of compassion, and one of the ascended masters. There's lots of things that are fascinating about her. Personally, I find one of the particular elements that's really fascinating about her is that she is both male and female. There is this element of a Guanyin, which is masculine, and this element of a Kuanyin, which is feminine, and there's a Tibetan manifestation of it called Avalokiteshvara, and she's still a very active, current, present goddess who is very much still venerated today. So details are online about that. It's attendance is by application, but like I say, you can find out more on the website. Right, let's turn the recording off.